Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take one word out of the Bible and expound on it, try to find several scriptures to what God was thinking when he said it. So this is Joe McGee, and we're going to have a good day today. We're talking about the word secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, secret. What is that? It's a secret. Can't tell you. So let's start in this string. Psalm 44, verse 21. Psalm 44, verse 21. Most of these are from the New Living Translation. If it's something else, I'll let you know. God knows the secrets of every heart. You don't keep anything from God. God knows what you're thinking, what you're going to think, where you're going, what you're doing, what you're planning, what you're plotting. There are no secrets with God. He knows it. So you might as well be honest when you're talking to him, because he knows it anyhow. Proverbs 11:13. A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Watch out to share something with anybody. You don't know them. Can they keep a secret? Then don't just share anything with them. Proverbs 15, verse 11. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. How much more does he know the human heart? Who knows the human heart? God knows the human heart. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm going to think, where I'm going, what I'm going to do. God knows the future. He's been there. I haven't. So just be truthful with him. Oh, that's so good. Proverbs 20, verse 19, a gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang around chatterers. A chatterer. Who's a chatterer? Somebody runs their mouth all the time. If it hits their brain, it comes out of their mouth. They can't keep anything quiet. Proverbs 25, verse 9. When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. You get your mouth running, you'll share something you shouldn't share. Well, I promised I wouldn't share, but I got mad at this person. I shared. Well, I'll tell you what Bidabob said. Don't do that. That's not good. That's a sin. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing. There are no secrets with God. Some men's sins are dealt with this lifetime. Some men's sins are dealt with the next lifetime. But nobody anywhere gets away with anything. They don't. Oh, that's good. Isaiah 45, verse 3. I will give you treasures hidden in darkness, secret riches. I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, the one who calls you by name. This is God promising Israel. I will give you treasures hidden in darkness, secret riches. What kind of riches? Secret. You didn't know about them. I got stuff laid up for you. I got secret riches hidden, but I'm going to let you know about them. I'm going to show them to you. Whoa, that's good. Jeremiah 27, verse 10. But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. God's just, he's fair, and nobody gets away with anything. God's just, he's fair, and nobody gets away with anything. Jeremiah 33:3. God said, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. God, you want to know about what's coming? I'll show you. I've been to tomorrow. You haven't. But if you ask me, I'll tell you. If you ask me, I will show you things to come. Whoa, God, that's really good. I like that. Daniel 2:28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the future. Now, I'll tell you your dream and the visions you saw as you lay on your bed. This is Daniel talking. Listen, I serve a God that knows things, knows what you're dreaming, knows what the future is. And I can share them with you right now because I know God, and God shares with me everything he knows. Ooh, I bet that was a revelation that day. I like this. Matthew 10, verse 28. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you. For the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. God said, there's coming a time where everybody's going to know everything. There will be no secrets. nobody have a hidden secret. And, well, you nobody's going to know. No, there's coming a time when everybody is going to know everything. God said there's coming a time when everybody will know everything. So I tell them, just do what's right because it's right. Do what's right because it's going to be revealed eventually anyhow. Matthew 13, verse 11. You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. They were asking Jesus, why do you teach parables? So they won't understand. It's for you to understand, but not for them. He said, for you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. You're just kind of special. Why? You're mine. And those that belong to God, he'll show them what's going on. Oh, that's so good. Mark 4, verse 22. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought to the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Everything's going to be known eventually, guys. I'm telling you. Romans 2, verse 16. And this is the message I proclaim, that one day, the day is coming when God, through Christ Jesus, will judge everyone's secret life. I'm going to read it again. This is the message I proclaim. This is what I'm teaching. Paul's telling the Romans, I'm going to tell you this right now. The day's coming when God, through Christ Jesus, will judge everyone's secret life. Nobody going to get away with anything. Oh, that's so good. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searched out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. How do you know the deep secret? God's going to show us what? His deep secrets? You're kidding. No, God promised he's going to show us his deep secrets. Well, you just never know. No, God said, I'll know. He's going to show me his deep secrets. Whoa. Colossians 1:26. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. About why? About Jesus coming to the earth, what he's coming to the earth for, why he's coming to the earth, why he's going to die, why he's going to be raised from the dead. It's being revealed now. People couldn't understand it. What happened is, where's God at? God abandoned him? No. There's a plan that's being carried out. God's got a plan that's being carried out. Well, that's the word secret, and that's a great word to study. Guys, thank you for this day. God bless you. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.